Welcome back. As always, if you're giving this a listen, I appreciate the living hell out of you. But you know, today I was like listening back on a couple of my episodes and I was like, wow, you know, those are relatively personal, girl. That's personal to you problems. But the point of healing through the heavy is that we want to be personal to everybody's problems. We want to talk about things that I feel like everybody at some point in time has went through in their life, because the whole reason for this platform is so we can take one step further in our healing journey. And that's what I'm here to do. You know, I'm here to just resonate with, even if it's one person, I'm here to resonate with you. And you know, I was thinking a lot about some things. And you know, it's really hard when you feel like there's so much that gets left unsaid. Like, have you ever been in a situation, right, where you feel like it was just cut off with no explanation, with no reasoning, with no closure? You know, not getting closure in situations is a really heavy burden to carry, because there's so much that you're thinking about and wondering and you know, what did I do, or what did they do, or how did it get there? And you know, and I'm not just speaking of just, you know, relationships. I mean, I am kind of speaking in relationships, but I just mean in a lot of interactions that we have. Sometimes we'll go through things in our life, and it just feels like it's a period in the middle of a sentence. Like it just doesn't feel like that's where it should have ended, but unfortunately it had to, because that's where the period was, you know? And so I was examining some of my own shit in life that I've went through, and you know, and how many times I felt like I didn't get the closure that I needed. And I won't even say I think I'm better about it now. When I was a lot younger, I feel like that mattered more to me. You know, I was always reflecting on, God, what did I do? And you know, how come I wasn't deserving of an explanation? Or how come this person treats me this way? Or how come, you know, this person never said they're sorry, you know, because sometimes that's sorry. Just even hearing the words, I'm sorry I hurt you, or I'm sorry this happened, or anything, can really be all the closure we need. You know, I think even the words I'm sorry is kind of closure in a way, you know, and it doesn't so much, you don't live with the heaviness of this was just your own problem to face. You know, when somebody can recognize something that you also have went through, it's powerful. And so I say that because, as I said, I was examining some stuff and I realized that there's certain relationships in my life that I realize I'll never get the satisfaction of an explanation, the satisfaction of closure, the satisfaction of, hey, I acknowledge this, I'm sorry. And it's unfortunate because it's with people who I find to be relatively close to me, and people who I don't really think about at all anymore. Honestly, it's both. But I want to talk about kind of how we can manage that, you know? How do we continue to heal and move on and, you know, leave that part in the past without that closure? And I don't know. That's what we're getting into today. Because I all but guarantee someone at some point has been in that exact scenario. And they've probably felt like, damn, if only, right? And so first things first, we have to stop assuming that if we somehow were magically to get that apology or get that acknowledgement or get that validation, that was going to fix the problem. Because it doesn't. You know, it might give us a little peace of mind. It might make us feel like, God, we were never crazy, or man, yeah, that was really a thing. And you know, and I get that. I understand the need to have that. But I think sometimes we get so hung up on, if only I could have this, then this could be, I could be free of this burden. I could be free of this heartache. And as somebody who has had to just kind of close the door and put a period in the middle of a sentence in a lot of things in my life, that's not always the case. And regardless, life is going to go on and life is going to happen and it's going to keep moving. And if we get so caught up on trying to just have people do right by us, you know, really all you're doing is burdening yourself. You're carrying the burden now of something that you may not ever get closure with. You may not ever get an apology. You know, I've spoken pretty candidly about how I think I feel very misunderstood in a lot of relationships that I've had, you know, and this is including friendships and everything. And also, you know, I feel like that's always hurt me because as I've kind of said, like, I know who I am and I want to stand so strong in that. But then when I feel as though somebody misunderstands me or they misinterpret what I'm saying, and now they have this idea of me, I feel like I used to get so caught up in being like, no, like I need them to understand this. And then I need them to acknowledge that they understand that they don't actually think that's who I am. And sometimes I still do that. I mean, again, I'm human. Dude, like, I'm gonna go off subject here, as I'm sure you used to. There was a recent time a couple years ago, obviously, I think I've also spoke about this when my dad first passed, that I felt like I had to completely relearn everything I had spent years to learn. Emotional regularity, how to heal, how to manage my emotions, how to, you know, not project. And it made me feel like I took a lot of steps back in my life. It made me feel like I was this version of me that I tried so hard to kind of leave in the past. And that's another thing, you know, specifically with me and maybe with you too, is sometimes we get so caught up in our healing that we try to just bury every part of us that we may have hated or didn't like. But that part of you is still valuable. It was still valuable, whether it was a part of you that you didn't necessarily like. Sometimes there's parts of us that will be there to keep us safe. They'll be there to be our protection, our shield. And, you know, in my instance, I felt like I had this just hard exterior shield my whole life. And I was very like guarded and I was very just, you know, like just kind of like, you're not like, I'm not the one that you're going to like wooze and win over really easily. Like I'm on high alert. Right. And then I started healing and I started like, you know, having a kinder heart and a softer heart. Boom, my dad dies. And now I feel like I'm back to square one. And so when that first happened, I felt like there was versions of me that was really coming out. And therefore, the people who I felt like I already kind of wanted them to acknowledge that I wasn't that same person or that they saw these changes in me, all of a sudden it was like, oh, there she is. There she is. Oh, that's, oh, I always knew that's who she really was. Oh, yeah, this was all a front. This was all a facade. And that freaking hurt. And it still hurts because, you know, I think really we all just want to be seen and we all just want to be heard and we all just want to feel validated. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, for one, nobody can validate you the way that you can validate you. And if you're somebody who knows your truth and you know where you stand and you know you can acknowledge where you went wrong, because I'm sure if we think about it, in every relationship that we've had, whether it's with our kids, our lovers, our friends, our coworkers, anybody, we can see where, or even if you can't, you should be able to. Now, if you're somebody who is waiting for closure and you're waiting for someone to just like acknowledge something or validate you, but you don't give that back, because there's a lot of people who really struggle to self-reflect, like in a way that it's like, it's all them, it's all them, it's all them. And you know, the second that somebody might be like, yeah, I do that. And then that's all of a sudden got them spiraling and be like, oh yes, you see, it was you, it was you. That's not cool either, right? Part of like healing ourselves is acknowledging where we go wrong, acknowledging our mistakes, acknowledging our faults. And honestly, this is why this specific thing is very hard for me, because I've been told by somebody close in my life that that's like not something that I do. And that's such a mind fuck for me. Of just like, you can't ever see where you go wrong. And I look at it as like, are you kidding? Literally all I see, I if anybody, am like always thinking about like, God, did I handle that rightly? Oh, did I say the right things? Did I do the right things? Blah, blah, blah. Maybe I should apologize. Like, I don't care if you're listening to this and I've ever done you wrong or hurt you unintentionally. I'm not saying every single person across the board, because who the hell remembers that? But I would say most of the time, whether it's been a year, 5, 10, 10 years, whatever, I have tried to make it a point to go out of my way to say, I'm sorry if I ever hurt you. Like, you know, I was hurt or whatever. Like, I've tried to at least like give them the validation and the closure, because the last thing I ever want to be in somebody's life is somebody who hurt somebody and then never tried to make amends, you know, or never tried to own up to it or be like, well, I did that because you did this. You know, that's not cool. Like, healing isn't tit for tat. Healing isn't in growing, mostly, and not even just healing, but growing as a person isn't just tit for tat, you know, like growing is part of being like, hey, I could see my mistakes. I see where I went wrong. And then being okay with whatever they want to acknowledge and whatever they don't. And it doesn't mean that you just have to like never think about it again. But if it's taking up space in your head, and if it's taking up room that you need to become the best version of yourself, then you have to move on one way or another without it. You know, speaking really candidly about me and my dad's relationship, like, if you only knew how much closure I needed, like almost like a crippling amount of closure, like a debilitating amount of validation, to the point where, you know, I'm heartbroken at how my dad's relationship and I was, you know, throughout his last few years, not just like his last few years, his last 10 years. Like, I would say like 10 years ago, or probably 12 years ago or so, he's been gone 3 years now. So I guess it'd be like 13 years ago when I was a teenager pregnant. Like, before I got pregnant, we were very, very close. Once I got pregnant, we were still very, very close. My dad was the only one that was there for me. After I had my daughter, I mean, shit just hit the fan. Literally, absolutely hit the fan with us. And there was years and years and years of abuse between both of us. I mean, he would verbally and mentally and physically abuse me, and I back at him. Like, me and my dad used to straight up get in physical fights often, only for him to call me a few days later and be like, hey, what do you got going on? You know, and it's like, that fucked with my head, like, a lot. And it put such a strain on us that I felt like, yeah, I love you. You're my dad. You're this, you know, and I want to forgive you. But like, you've never given me acknowledgement. You've never given me closure. And I'm not saying my dad was somebody who never saw his wrongs. You know, I mean, like many men his age, I think he struggled with it. But I think my dad was a lot softer than a lot of other men, in the way that my dad was a really good listener. You know, like, I could call my dad and I could speak to him on the phone for literally hours, and sometimes we wouldn't say anything and he would just be there. Like, he would stay on the phone until I didn't want him to stay on the phone anymore. Like, he never hung up first. Rarely. I mean, if he did, it was very, very rare. And that was something I really loved about him. But again, it was challenging, because once he passed, it was like the reality set in of like, holy shit, so many things that I wish we would have just talked about and gotten closure with that we just never did. Because by the time my dad had passed, I would say there was a big part of me that was healed, and there was a big part of me that knew I wasn't ever going to get what I wanted. And I can't even say I ever gave that to him either. You know, I can't say that I was like, if anything, I'm the least like, I don't want to say reflective, because I do reflect a lot with my family, but you know, my family easily triggers me. And so it was easier for me to kind of push their closure and their validation to the side, because I felt like they weren't giving it to me. I wasn't going to give it to them, because once I gave it to them, and they were just like, thank you very much. That's exactly what I needed. And then I was just like left like, okay, what about me? But you know, I think about that and I just think like, damn, like that sucks. But guess what? I can't spend my whole life thinking about that. I can't let every thought that every time I think about my dad and I think like, oh God, I guess I'll never get that closure, and I'll never get this, and I'll never get that. Like, yeah, I'll never get it. And that's unfortunate. But you know what? Whether someone is alive or they're dead, sometimes that's just going to be the case. And we have to just learn to give yourself the validation, give yourself the clarification, you know, journal about it and think about, you know, why. Not so much like, why did this person, let's say somebody really hurt you, like, why did this person hurt me? You know, that's like a question we'll get. Why did this happen? And how could I let this happen? And this. And, you know, that's what we'll have running through our mind. But in reality, it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why that person hurt you. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters now is that it's your job to learn from it and to heal from it and to now try to be better at it and try to check for the signs. And when you can see that patterns are being repeated, you say, hey, I'm not interested in this. You know, like I don't like this. Like this feels familiar. You know, and I know we talk, or, you know, maybe you've talked about it with other people. I don't know if I've ever talked about it in here, but like codependency is a big thing. You know, sometimes I think we want to go with what's familiar, but then we want to like use that to kind of hold ourselves back when patterns repeat themselves. Then we want to be like, woe is me, woe is me. Bullshit. You know, that's why it is your obligation to heal yourself and to fix yourself, because sometimes the closure is just never going to be there. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever had to swallow that pill like that, but it's true. You know, sometimes the sorries never come. The closure never gets there. Things don't come to a head. Not everybody one day wakes up and has this realization of like, wow, I've really done this person wrong. Like, you know, my ex-best friend that I was friends with for years. I mean, the amount of things that this person has done so wrong to me. I mean, like, unforgivable things. I mean, you know, the nail on the coffin was she didn't come to my dad's funeral. And that really, really hurt me. And we were already on rocky waters before, so it wasn't that it hurt me that she didn't come. It just kind of was like, oh, okay. So I've been making excuses all along, and I've been trying to excuse how this person is treating me, and I've been trying to feel guilty about where our relationship was going and how it had ended up that way. But then you doing that just put the nail in the coffin for me of like, okay, clearly I'm never going to get what I want out of this person, out of this relationship. This relationship is not fulfilling to me. And now when I see friendships like that are starting off with friends who are, you know, self-deprecating to me, like meaning they like, I don't know if I use that word right, but they put me down more or less. Like this friend I had often like put me down, but like in a playful way, like, Kiki. But like it was mean and it was vindictive. And I always knew that. Like I'm a very confident person. So I was never just like, I never believed what this person had to say. But, you know, it did stick with me because I feel like, you know, naturally I think that this person externally, at least to not to myself, but to other people, looked like they had more to offer on the external side. But I knew internally this person was very ugly. And so when, you know, they didn't show up to my dad's funeral, I was like, I mean, I went off the freaking rails, like popped off and said some very, very mean and hurtful things. And guess what? I'm never giving that person closure. I'm not, because there needs to be reflection on their end and why it got to that point. And again, I'm not putting the blame on, you know, them for how our relationship turned out. I think throughout the years, we both did damning things to each other. But I would say the last like 5 or 6 years, 7 years, I don't know, of our friendship was a lot of them doing me really wrong for just no reason. You know, my stuff was like more probably middle school, high school, which in my mind, I'm like, we're adults now. What are we even talking about? But it was like when we got older, they just made it their life mission to just be vindictive and mean and just hurtful. And, you know, and that sucked because, I mean, still to this day, I will ask Ryan, I'll say, you know, do you think there's a way that, what if I just like reached out to him and I tried to like apologize, like maybe we can. And then I'm like, what are you doing, silly? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is repeating the cycle. You don't have room in your life for people that don't give you what you're looking for, that don't fill your cups. Like, that's just the codependency in me of like, oh, this person was such a big part of my life for so long. Like, I need them. I need to keep them close. But in reality, I know in my heart of hearts that person is just not that great of a person. And, you know, I'm not just sitting to define them as who they are. I think, you know, everybody has different sides of people. That's just in my perception of who that person is. It's not a very good person. And it's not just because of what they've done to me. It's because of what I've seen them do to others and for our entire lives, basically. But again, I know there's plenty of people who have wonderful interactions with this person. And they would look at me and they'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, this person's great. That's just not my experience. And again, I'm not to label her, like, you know, label them and say, like, that's just who they are. I don't know why I keep referring to them as like they, them, or whatever. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to be, it's a girl, obviously. I feel like now I'm starting to make it seem like they're like non-binary or something, and that's not just really the case. I'm just trying to be respectful. Because again, and still in my anger and in my hurt, I can still be respectful and I can still take the lesson that I had in that friendship. I can take the lessons and that I've had in my relationship with my dad. I can take the lessons that I had in my relationship with my ex. I can take the lessons that I've had in relationships with a lot of friends that I've had. And I can still realize like, okay, hardly ever did I get the closure and the I'm sorries and the things that I wanted. And maybe they feel the same way about me. I feel like I may have tried, but not with everybody. But you know what? So that's just life. And guess what? You keep it moving. You literally just got to keep it moving. You know, I made a friend in recent years who I felt like, you know, we all know we have those friends who you don't really even know why they want to be your friend, because they kind of act like they hate you, but then they act like really like oddly jealous of you. And maybe the two go hand in hand. I don't know, but you know, I did a lot for this person, and not like in the way of I actually like physically did a lot. I just mean I invested a lot of my own energy and my own love because I could tell they really needed it. But really, when it came down to it, I started realizing the longer we were friends, like she kind of hates me. Like she kind of actually hates me. I don't really know why we're in this friendship because she hates me. And then I realized, oh, well, that's because this feels familiar. I think I made friends with this person because I could tell she was a little broken and maybe she needed somebody that's going to love her. And, you know, and I love being that person. And I hope that sounds okay coming out, because I don't like just look for broken people. But, you know, I feel like I didn't really have a lot of people to depend on. I didn't really have a lot of shoulders to cry on. I didn't really have somebody that I could just like turn to in a time of distress and just be like, yes, that's my person. Like I had to find that. I had to search that out. I had to look, you know, go hell in high waters or high. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Okay. I had to search that community out for myself, and it was very far and few in between. Even now, it's very far and few in between that I have that. But the point is that I continue to search it out, and I don't worry about, you know, who still owes me something, who still owes me an apology, who still owes me validation. Because all that does is hang myself up. It just hangs you up. It hangs me up. It hangs you up. And if you're wondering just why can't I get over this person? Why can't I heal? And why can't I just like stop thinking about it? Because you haven't given yourself permission to. You have to give yourself permission to say, hey, this isn't what I wanted out of that. And this is unfortunate that this relationship turned into this. But I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to take what I did learn, because whether it was good or bad, you learned something. There's always a lesson in everything that we do, and you have to just look for it, even if it was, and I know that this is going to maybe sound out of touch, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be, but even in like the worst of the worst situations, there's a lesson to be had. And I'm not saying that you deserve to go through it, or, you know, it should have happened. I'm just saying that there's a lesson there, and we have to look for the lesson. So rather than looking for the closure, we need to be looking for the lesson and what it is that we think we need the closure from. Because when we really sit with ourselves, maybe closure is not at all what we need. Maybe we just need to give ourselves permission to move on. We need to give ourselves permission to be okay with not knowing. That's just my 2 cents, y'all. That's just my 2 cents. I'm not saying it's right. But it's right. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm like a glass of wine deep. Actually, I got this really delicious red wine. I'm in love. I'm obsessed. Although I'm wearing a white sweater, so that could be dangerous. But it's good. It's good stuff. So as always, guys, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening to me. Like, it's still so crazy to think that I've had this platform for like a year and a half now. Like that's kind of blows my mind. But I love you. I love every last one of you guys. So as always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.